forward towards your objective. And if you've already had those breakthroughs, I solidify with the 80-20 rule, which of those things that I've done, which of my efforts get the max results, eliminate all of the other efforts. Last thing you gotta do is have a timeline. So, did you know that in 12 weeks of pregnancy that you basically have like a little human in there? You can see the, like if you see an x-ray of this or an ultrasound, that it looks like a baby already in like 12 weeks. like the human body can do incredible things. A human can do incredible things in 12 weeks. There's this book called The 12-Week Year, and it basically recommends quit doing year-long goals and instead shrink those timelines down to 12 weeks. There's a quote, it's attributed to Bill Gates, but they don't really know who said it. And it's basically, we overestimate what we can do in a day and we underestimate what we can do in a year. I don't know about you, but often my year-long goals are kind of like a time capsule. They're not actually that helpful. They're not anything I systematically implement. I don't like take it step by step, keep my eye on the ball and make it happen. I'm more like in January, write on my phone, I'd like that to happen this year, that happen and that happen. And the next time I look at it is when I'm goal setting the following year. And it's just like you dig up the time capsule, like, huh, yeah, I didn't do that stuff. And it doesn't actually, goal setting like that doesn't actually help you. It doesn't do anything for you. What I found to be tremendously helpful was to shrink that timeline down to 12 weeks, like they recommend in the 12-week year. And because it's a manageable amount of time, and it's a short period of time, you actually have to take action right now. And there's this thing called Parkinson's Law that says an activity will take as long as the amount of time you allow it to. So I don't know if you ever get a project and the deadline's like 6 months and you do it in the same amount of time that you take 6 months to complete it. You don't finish it until the last minute, and you could do the exact same project in 2 weeks if that's all you had and get possibly better results. Well, the same goes for your goals. And so last year when I wanted to double the podcast listenership, all of the effort that I did, all of the key actions, everything that I did within the first 12 weeks. All of the wheels were in motion, everything to complete that. And the reason we did double our listenership in 2018 was all due to efforts that I did, key actions I did in the first 12 weeks. And so the next thing I recommend you do is you look 3 months out and you take that objective and you put it at the end of that 3 months, and then you reverse engineer a strategy of key actions. What do you need to do in the third month? Then what do you need to do in the second month? What do you need to do in the month you're in? And then start trudging away. If you treat it that way, it will become more manageable and more likely that you actually accomplish it, and don't treat your goal like a time capsule. Stopping you from creating a clear objective, figuring out your key actions, creating a timeline. I think one of the things that stops us more than anything is that we don't really know what we want, and we know that we don't know what we want. If I say, what do you want? You might like, I don't really know. I don't know. Kind of this, maybe that. No, I don't know. But like, I know for a fact that my objective for this year, I'm not sure 100% if it's the exact right domino. I don't even know if I get it, whether that's what it'll be what I want. Like, and I'm sure of that. And because of that, we'd rather do FOMO and feel like we're always missing.